This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. President Bush paid a visit to Ukraine today and spoke out in support of that country's possible NATO membership. He praised Ukraine's steps towards democracy as a sign that it's ready to join the alliance. Russia opposes that idea, but Bush said Moscow shouldn't be able to block the move. He also said he's still trying to work through differences with Russia on another matter, U.S. plans to build a missile defense system using bases in Poland and the Czech Republic. Here's the president.
Obviously, we've got work to do to convince the president and people around him that the missile defense system is not aimed at Russia.
Bush is to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin at the end of this trip, hoping to put the relationship on better footing for their successors. More signs of shaky times in global financial markets. The chairman of UBS, the largest Swiss bank, is stepping down amid news that the bank will write down another $19 billion. The bank says the write-down is related to U.S. real estate loans and assets. The write-down will result in a first-quarter loss of nearly $12 billion. Meantime, Wall Street's Lehman Brothers has raised $3 billion in an effort to quell fears about its possible sale. The firm raised the money by selling new convertible preferred shares. The nation's fourth-largest securities firm was thought to be in jeopardy following the near collapse of Bear Stearns 2 weeks ago. A new study says less than half of all students in 17 of the nation's largest cities graduate from high school. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez.
In Detroit, only one in four public school students graduates from high school. In Indianapolis and Cleveland, about one in three. The graduation rates in 14 other cities are not much better. These are the findings of America's Promise Alliance, a group backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overall, only half of all students in the nation's 50 largest cities stay in school long enough to receive a high school diploma. In suburban and rural school systems, ninth graders are more likely to graduate in 4 years. But nationally, on-time graduation rates hover at only about 70%. Well over a million students in this country drop out by 12th grade every year. The report did not break down the data by race, but previous studies show that Black and Latino students are far less likely to graduate. The U.S. Department of Education plans to hold several summits to discuss this and other problems, including states' shoddy dropout data.
NPR's Claudio Sanchez reporting. And big winds and snow in the middle of the country. Residents from Colorado to Oklahoma today are grappling with the after effects of a major storm system that swept through the region yesterday. Tornadoes and high winds smashed buildings, causing flight delays and traffic pileups. Colorado State Trooper Ryan Sullivan says up to 75 vehicles were involved in a crash on Interstate 70.
We had a semi-truck and trailer lose control, ended up jackknifing and blocking the westbound lanes of I-70. From that point on, there was multiple crashes.
One person was killed in that pileup. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, residents are cleaning up after a twister there. And in Chicago, officials at O'Hare International Airport say heavy rains caused major flight delays, averaging about 2 hours. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.